One More Turn. Episode 1006, Alteration.
This is not what we agreed to, Avery. Not in the slightest.
When we last spoke, I told you things were still unclear with Hudson.
You never gave the impression that you two would come to an agreement on the child, let alone reconcile the relationship between you two.
That's my child, Dominic. Always has been, and most definitely always will be.
We may not have signed any legal papers, but I have plenty of electronic correspondence demonstrating your commitment to our agreement. I have further documentation of the steps I've taken based on it since. You don't get to unilaterally back out of this now.
As someone who owns and runs her own debt-buying firm, I am well-versed in what documentation looks like.
I suppose if I had just considered the history of your revolving door of business partners over the years, I would have realized you'd use that approach in your personal life as well.
Oh, I appreciate your willingness to come to my aid, but...
Come to your aid? Your aid? More like, well, your child's then. And now?
Meaning?
Meaning my lawyer will be sending your lawyer notice to challenge your change to the intended adoption proceedings. Whether or not I win, you'll lose.
You can still be involved in my child's life.
On behalf of myself and the rest of my family, it is your involvement in the child's life that we were trying to avoid, and still are. Our relatives will be just as outraged that you've let your selfish ways once again dictate your actions.
I contacted you in a moment of weakness, and you, and sure, by extension, our family, took advantage of it. Now I'm in a position of strength, and intend to use it. Why?
With your now on-again boyfriend adopting him instead? A man who has well-made public history of on-again, off-again relationships?
That was with one person, and you know it.
The same person who is your lawyer? Moreover, this man is the biological brother of your child's father. So you like sleeping with brothers? Just like your lawyer clearly enjoys?
How are you...
The only people's lives in this town that have fallen under greater scrutiny and disdain in recent years than your boyfriends and lawyers are the Unuhu brothers, each of whom had their own relationship with your lawyer. Even the mayor's had his way with...
I don't know what's making me more nauseous right now. Pregnancy symptoms or my feeling the urge to defend Bella.
I've been waiting for you to name her as a prompt to also point out that she is one of your failed business partners. Oh, and another one before that was the younger sister of your now again boyfriend. The middle part of your Venn diagram is something else.
Am I supposed to be impressed by you telling me all the things about all the people I know or have known in my life?
You're supposed to be realizing just how public a spectacle I can make of your life if you don't follow through on signing the child over to me to adopt.
Again, my child, but more importantly, you're the selfish one, you fucking asshole.
There it is. Out with the profanity when you have nothing else to contribute. I just want our family pool on when you would do so. I will save your child from this soon enough.
If you know Bella, Hudson, and the rest of those in my life that matter the most to me, you know that they can be united in the common cause of bringing you down.
Besides the fact that I don't think these people care as much about you as you do them, I doubt they even know you think that way, because you have a funny way of showing it. And by funny, I mean pathetic. Probably why you never got Jacob to lay you. I probably deserve that, but it's the truth nonetheless. What your child doesn't deserve is having to live with you. He doesn't need to follow in his biological mother's footsteps.
Like any woman's gonna lay with you.
You still see me as a little boy. But I can assure you, I'm anything but anymore.
When were you going to tell me about this arrangement?
Hudson, I...
Never? Or just when he made good on his promise to reveal it to one and all?
Why would you sneak up on me like that?
You answer my questions, I'll answer yours.
Dominic is my youngest cousin on my father's side, but he'd be the first to tell you he is the smartest of us all. He'd probably go so far as to compare himself similarly to the one cousin on my...
You're rambling, Avery. Get to the point.
You and your fucking point.
He got you pegged about the profanity, all right.
I was prepared to give my child up for adoption because you and I were...
You didn't finish that sentence. Why didn't you? Why don't you?
That look on your face?
There. I've changed it. You can finish that sentence now.
When I thought I was going to have to raise...
Finish your fucking... Now you've got me doing it.
Is the irony lost on you that by interrupting me, I...
To finish a sentence, you would have had to start it, which is what you had...
Have I got you doing that as well? Not finishing your sentences?
That look on your face...
Oh, there, I've changed it. Please, continue.
I don't find any of this funny or pleasing, and neither should you.
No court of law is going to find in favor.
When we got back together, I thought we shared all of our dirty laundry with each other.
Oh, but isn't that what we do when we're together, though?
Still making jokes? Maybe you'd like to track down Caleb and give him another go.
Maybe if he'd pry himself away from Riley long enough, you... Damn it, Hudson, I didn't mean to tell you about that like this.
So you were going to tell me about that, but you were choosing to wait to do so for what? What? The right moment? When you could leverage the most of me for yourself?
Not at all. I invited him here to tell you, for the two of you to meet, and...
Not once in that description did you mention telling me about him before this meet. He clearly knew of, indeed, a lot more about me from what I just overheard. You didn't even mention to him about my being here as he was arriving, and you asked me to hide and you would explain afterwards. The last time someone arranged for me to meet someone without my knowledge was Riley with Caden, and look where that got me. I'm done!
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Dominic. Voiced by Jason Mega Bears Fan Gray. Avery, voiced by Jennifer Lund. Hudson, voiced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin McLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
Avery could sue for defamation.
The first and best defense to defamation is truth. I have presented only facts.
Facts can be presented so as to give impressions that favor one side or another.
That is also a statement of fact. But then again, you're a lawyer, so there's no one truth.